Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, we want to welcome to the program the founder of the Virginia Project, David Gordon. The Virginia Project announced it was creating an election integrity audit initiative on Wednesday. We bring Mr. Gordon to the program. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Like I said, I'm glad it is Friday. So I'm just going to let you talk. Tell us exactly what is the Election Integrity Audit Initiative.
Okay. The Integrity Audit is a due diligence check on all aspects of Virginia's voting system to make sure that it is giving true and accurate results and it is run according to the standards of a free and fair election.
So are you guys anticipating errors? Do you see errors that you think are on the way? Are you just trying to make sure there aren't any, or what have you?
Well, we're analyzing the data. The objective here is to get to the truth and make it known to the public. So whatever the truth is, we're going to put it out there. We just got our hands on the change log last night from the Virginia audit. From the Virginia election results, and some of the numbers I'm seeing in here are absolutely incredible. There's aggregate numbers for the number of votes that were entered in the system. Now, sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down because they make corrections during the night, but the aggregate numbers for Democrats are far, far higher than the actual numbers of votes. And the number of edits to the Democrats' entries here is vastly disproportionate to the percentage of votes they have. So that's one of those anomalies that, you know, I want to dig into this and find out why those numbers are happening. They shouldn't be happening if the system was functioning optimally. And we're seeing a lot of oddities in numbers that look really, really suspicious, like in Chesapeake. Somehow the Democrats managed to double their vote cycle over cycle with a 60% turnout increase. It doesn't match up to reality as closely as you might expect. So we really got to look into this a lot deeper.
David, tell me a little bit about the team you've put together and how exactly are you guys going to go about this?
Okay, so we have a roadmap that's being finalized now. We have quite a number of lawyers who have signed on, as well as a couple of professional auditors and a whole slew of data IT folks who are eager to chomp down on whatever data that we can provide them. We brought in one of the best election lawyers in Virginia to give us very specific information about what we need to look for and what we're allowed to ask for, and to give us context and the specific knowledge that we need in order to do this correctly and according to the highest professional standards.
Based on what you guys have seen from a preliminary basis, before you dig in, what are you expecting to find? Just how widespread are the errors or suspected fraud or any, you know, anything that's suspicious that you guys have noticed?
Well, in terms of absolute order of magnitude, we're looking at uncertainty levels between 800,000 and a million in the count, which is a significant portion of the count. Now, we hope to be able to bring that uncertainty down quite a bit once we dig into the details all the way. But the fact that the uncertainty is that high should disturb everyone. An election should be one of the most accountable things there are. It should be easy for the public to verify for themselves that the results are true and correct, and that they were tabulated correctly and recorded correctly, and that there's evidence that can be produced to support the official numbers.
So, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, there are other problems too, like the voter rolls are an atrocity. Many, many large counties in Virginia have over 100% voter registration. Now, that is prima facie evidence of flawed voter rolls, deeply flawed voter rolls. So that's another one of the overall aspects of the system that we're looking at. Basically, we're looking at it, if you wanted to game the system, what are your possible options? And we're going top to bottom every step of the workflow, and you know, we're gaming it out to see how people could manipulate it and see how to see if there's evidence of each of those types of manipulation.
We're talking to David Gordon, the founder of the Virginia Project, who the project has launched the Election Integrity Audit Initiative. Have you guys, much of what you've seen, is it more across the board, or is it mostly focused on the huge number of mail-in ballots that this year saw?
Okay, so the central absentee precincts are a particular problem. The way it went down this year was unprecedented, and the reporting from those precincts is not nearly as granular as it would need to be to do any sort of serious due diligence against it. So that's one of the data sets that we're hoping to obtain, the precinct level breakdown from the central absentee precincts. We know in particular that one of the major recording errors happened with the central absentee precincts in Prince William County, where it was reported all of the central absentee votes were put into VA1, the first district. But Prince William also has many votes in the 10th and the 11th, and the official numbers gave zeros for both of those for Prince William, while aggregating everything into the first district. And it was like that for 4 days. People were screaming, you know, this cannot be right. What's going on here? And it was fixed, but we still don't have an explanation. So that kind of gives you a sense of just how unaccountable and opaque the system really is. And it's disturbing. You know, the people have a right to know. This is, there are fundamental rights involved. This is our right to representation at stake here. So it's our obligation as citizens of a republic to do our due diligence here. And, you know, for lack of any other organization or group springing up to get the job done, we've stepped up to do what is necessary for the people.
David, I would imagine, considering that Thanksgiving's just around the corner and the things that happen in December and January, that time is pretty much of the essence for you guys.
Oh, it absolutely is. There are deadlines coming up rapidly, and we definitely need to prioritize as to, you know, what could have an effect by each particular deadline. It's going to be a very busy stretch for sure.
What is the anticipation of how the results of what you find will be received by officials that you'll be presenting it to?
You know, I don't expect that people who've made mistakes will be happy to see those mistakes out in the public. You know, but, you know, it's the public's business that needs to be discussed. It's going to depend on, you know, what the final word really is. You know, it's theoretically possible that every anomaly we see has a logical explanation somewhere. I find it to be very, very unlikely that that's the case. But whatever the full truth is, the public deserves to know it. They deserve to have the data at their fingertips so they can run it themselves and verify it themselves and make their own decisions.
We appreciate the time. Go ahead. Were you going to say something else?
Oh, we're just performing a public service with this. It needs to be done. The public is demanding it, so we're doing it.
Well, thank you for all you do, and thank you for your time this morning, and great insight. It's much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Take care.
That is the founder of the Virginia Project, David Gordon, on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!